Okay, let's head on off to our next guest in studio, and he is Victor H. Royer, and he's written books on slots and video poker and blackjack and gamble talk, and the book we're going to talk about today is Powerful Profits from Craps, and it's a Lyle Stewart publication. How you doing, Victor? Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Let's first of all try to simplify the game of craps. I know a lot of people look at the layout and they look at everybody jumping around, a lot of hands down there, putting chips, taking off chips, doing all sorts of stuff, and they get very confused and they say, you know, I can't figure this out. I'm not here for rocket science. I'm here on vacation. So they don't even bother giving it a shot, and yet it's one of the most fun games in the casino with one of the lowest percentages if you know how to play.
That's correct. Craps is one of the best casino table games, probably second to blackjack. And it is a sad fact of the modern casino that many of the casinos limit their exposure to the very good games. And also the sad fact that many casino patrons these days do not know how to play craps, and they feel intimidated by what appears to be a very large table, kind of like a sunken bathtub, with all of these people screaming and yelling and throwing chips everywhere and throwing dice everywhere. And most of the novice players just feel that this is too much, and they do not feel that they can go there and play comfortably, and they feel like they would be ridiculed by the other players. And so unfortunately they give up on what is sometimes one of the best games that they can play.
How best to play the game?
Well, the simplest way for the novice player is to approach the game from an either-or perspective. And that's one of the things that I did in my book that hasn't been done before. And that is to simplify the game for the modern 21st century casino players who are more used to simple decision games like slot machines, for example, where you put in a coin, you push the button, and then find out whether you've won or not. And craps can actually be reduced to a simple either-or proposition. You can either bet that the shooter will win or that the shooter will not win. Now, yes, this is very simplified, but basically it means this. If you place a pass line bet, it's called a right-way bet, and what that means is that you are betting that whoever is shooting those dice will make the point or will roll a 7 or 11 on the pass, on the come-out roll. Betting the other way, it means that you are betting against the shooter, that the shooter will roll craps on the come-out roll and will not make the point. And so it's basically an either-or proposition. That's the way to you can approach the game of craps at the very beginning. There is much more to the game than just this, but for those players that feel like the game looks too complicated and may perhaps be intimidating to them, this is one way that they can approach the game and get their feet wet, so to speak, and then graduate to the next stage.
Okay, so for you folks that maybe got lost a little bit there, I'll even try to simplify it a little bit more for you. When the dice are given to the new shooter, if he rolls or she rolls a 2, 3, or 12 on that initial roll, they lose. They lose the pass line bet. If they roll 7 or 11, they win their pass line bet. I'm just talking about pass line bets, not the don't pass, because that'll confuse people. Just the pass line bets. You're betting with the shooter, and most people do bet with the shooter. If you roll a 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, or 10, that becomes your point. And what that means is that you have to roll that particular number again before you roll a 7. You can roll as many numbers as you want. You can do whatever you want between those numbers. So if you, let's say your point's a 6, and you can take odds. You can do a whole bunch of other things that we're not going to bother confusing you with. But let's say your point is a 6. You rolled a 4 and a 2. You can roll 3-3. You can roll 5-1. As long as you get the 6, that's all that matters before you roll a 7. So you can roll a 10, a 4, an 8, a 9, another 9, a 5, a 4. All those numbers, it doesn't matter. You just have to roll a 6 before you roll a 7. If you roll a 7 before you roll that 6, then you lose and the dice get passed to the next person, to the person to the left of the shooter. Now, if you roll that 6, that's a winner, and then that person retains the dice and starts the whole process over again. So, and again, if you don't understand that, that's okay. There are many classes around town that you can go to, and many of the casinos that give free classes. But what does the Powerful Profits from Craps, your book, offer the person that understands the basics of craps, how best to play it with the cum, and also with place bets and things like that? What would you suggest for the craps player?
Well, one of the things that my book does is that, unlike some of the instructions that you might find elsewhere, they might teach you how to play the game, but not necessarily how to play the game well. And all those things that you just mentioned in describing the game are outlined in my book. And what I do in my book is I tell you exactly what the bets are, what their true odds are, what their actual paybacks are, and what pays what, when, how, and why. And this, therefore, gives you the opportunity to actually learn the game of craps, both from its theoretical and true odds perspective, as well as from the actual way that the game is played in the casino. And that then gives you the opportunity to be able to take the step and approach the game of craps with some of the better bets, and I will get to those. You mentioned the pass line bet. Most casinos offer what is called free odds. That is an additional bet that you can make behind your pass line bet. And that means that you place an additional wager that is actually paid off at the true odds. Therefore, there is no house edge on that particular wager. Now, the pass line wager on craps usually carries a house edge of approximately 1.4%. Now, if you place, say, double odds behind your pass line bet, and what that means is you double the bet that you placed on the pass line. If you bet $5 on the pass line, you can bet $10 behind the pass line on your free odds, and that's called double odds. And what that does, it has the effect of reducing the house edge to 0.65%.
Now, there are some casinos that allow you 5 times odds, some allow you 10 times odds, and occasionally you see casinos that offer 100 times odds. So for a person that puts $1, let's say, on the pass line, they can take $100 worth of odds. I believe Station Casinos offers 10 times odds.
Yeah, that's correct. There are many casinos that offer different kind of odds bets, and actually, those casinos that offer 100 times odds, by being able to do that, you can reduce the house edge on that to 0.02%. I mean, this is infinitesimal. It's almost a break-even game, although technically it's still considered a house game by playing craps with the opportunity to place double odds or 5 times odds or 10 times odds or even the 100 times odds bet. This makes craps one of those very, very rare occurrences in the casinos where you have a table game that can be played to an almost uneven proposition between you and the house.
There's a lot more to learn about craps than you can in the book, Powerful Profits from Craps, and Victor H. Royer was kind enough to autograph a book, and we're going to give one of them out to you kind folks out there, 876-8585, 876-8585, this book, Powerful Profits from Craps, and we'll continue to talk with Victor Royer about the casino games. I think it's important to keep that kind of feeling in the casinos. It's getting overtaken by machines and everybody going off by themselves. So we're going to try to support the casino games, because that really is part of what really makes a casino great. We're going to take a short break. Thanks for coming in again, Victor, and we'll talk again real soon. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be going out right to the spinners, games people play. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much, Larry. Great to be here.